You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
How did I do it right?
You did. No, you're supposed to go like, Chili's orders. Yeah, you got to say it. Yeah. Like, you got to drag it out.
Yeah, like a Southern sissy.
Yes, not your Southern sissies.
I got Southwestern egg rolls for the table. I got a buffalo chicken ranch sandwich. It's my favorite.
Ranch.
And for it to drink, I got a Presidente margarita.
We love that.
You know, I actually worked at Chili's. That was like my first job. I was a host at Chili's. Like, that was my first job.
When was that? Like, how long ago?
We're not going to like do that.
Well, I was just going to say, we were there recently. I feel like every time I go there, the kitchen it's like in shambles. And it's been like that for like the past 10 years every time I go to a Chili's. So I was going to say, was it like that the last time you worked there?
No, I mean, it was always kind of a mess, but that's the only restaurant I ever worked at. But like, oh my God. I'm so glad that Chili's like made it through the pandemic. I don't know what I would have fucking done.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
Me too. Because I mean, the chicken pasta, all of it's a hit.
Everybody, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B, and I am joined by a special guest today. Someone that I have followed for a while on social media. An icon. A rising star. It's Dakota Wright. He is known for his TikToks. You're just Dakota on TikTok, but I started following you a while ago, actually. And you would like, you and your husband and friends would do drive-through orders and Chili's orders. And it's just so fun. But you guys, like, people have caught on, though. Like, on Twitter, they started, like, reposting you.
I know. That's honestly... So I did a little podcast with... I've done so many podcasts. I'm trying to remember everybody's names.
Like, this
Yes, it's because like I was not expecting Twitter to like be the place where the content would like pop off because I'm used to it on TikTok, you know. But it's so funny. I really owe it to the gays for once, you know.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, and I was gonna say like people probably don't even know who Dakota Wright is. Everybody just knows me as Print Fairy. It's so weird.
Well, I call you Dakota. I didn't even know about the Print Fairy name. I was just like, oh.
Yeah, that's just like a username that I used on TikTok. And so it's so funny. Like when we go out, like here in Charlotte, people will be like, Print Fairy. And like, it's taken me a while to like get used to that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Has it been fun though?
Oh my God, it's so fun.
That's
the only reason why I still do it. Like, it's not even a job.
Yeah, I know. That's how I feel about Instagram. Like, if it ever stops being completely fun, or if it's like, if I just like need a break sometimes. There was a while there, like where I wouldn't post I would go long stretches. I just can't deal with people. But right now I'm like enjoying it again. So
yeah,
it's like how you use social media. You know, that's my thing. But isn't it interesting, like how things can take off on one web, like on one app. From, you know what I mean? Like you said, you didn't expect it to take off on Twitter and of all places.
Well, it's like, you know, and other creators, they want us to like, you know, they like encourage us to like regurgitate our content on every platform.
I saw you tweeted about that today.
He doesn't know like what's going to stick, you know? And yeah. I'm just like, I don't like that. Like, I feel like, cause I feel like Instagram pictures. No,
really?
Feel like you do. I don't feel like you do. Well, maybe I'm not like inundated with it, like left and right.
Yeah. I like sparingly. Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I feel like Instagram is for like pictures still. And then Twitter can be like for whatever you just want to say that's like unhinged. And then TikTok is definitely like, I think it's polished, but I guess that's one of the things people like about me that I seem so unpolished.
Yeah.
That's where I can like, you know, like curate stuff.
So yeah. I have so many questions to ask you about all of that. But first off, so on TikTok, you're blowing up on there, but like, do you have any TikTok accounts that you like really? Because you guys bring me so much joy whenever I see your Chili's orders. You're just like, you put like such a positive spin on the timeline. You know what I mean? Everything can be like so dismal, and I can relate to that because I get that too from some people. They're like, you know, you try to like at least add value to someone's day, but
do I have any accounts that like I can't stand?
No, that you like, actually.
Oh, like, my God. Yeah. Yes. There's so many. Well, there's so many of both.
Or if you want to tell me who you don't like.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not going to be that person. I'm not that shady.
No, I also am the same. I can't really think of specific accounts that I don't like because I just don't follow them. Like, I wouldn't know. Like, well, I have things that I'm like, what?
And, you know, I have no idea how the TikTok algorithm works, but I'm convinced like if you follow somebody, like you see a lot of their stuff and then you stop seeing it after a while. So I have to like go in and like a lot of the accounts I love, like Brittany Broski, I don't know if you follow her. I have to her. Yeah. And refollow just to like see her stuff again. Yeah. So I don't follow a lot of creators that I like truly love because I don't want to stop seeing their stuff.
My TikTok is so chaotic because it's like you guys. And then I'll get stuck in food talk where it's like white women doing like, do you know Kathy Quad, that like Staten Island, like Italian woman? She's like, I'm making chicken rigatoni and this is all you're going to need. And then she's like, it's maybe like a Northeastern thing, maybe, but she's huge. But I get you guys and then like food talk. And then like randomly like black girl hair tutorials or like makeup tutorials.
Oh my God. So I was on.
And then hot guys. And then just like hot guys. And like I have like a few hot guys. Every time you see something that you really like, you have to make sure you like it because then that's how it
knows that you like it.
Yes. Yeah. Because then it'll just disappear.
Yeah. But I was going to say the only thing that comes top of mind to like accounts I can't stand is like the really attractive guys that try to put up thirst traps and they clearly like have their pants stuffed. You know,
I can't stand that.
It's literally it's all over the For You page all the time. Like, even if you don't want it to be there.
I didn't think straight men like to dance that much. I guess they do.
They're just doing it for the coin because they know we're going to pay for it. That's why.
Yeah. Wait, actually, you know what my favorite fucking account is besides you guys? Is what? It's Psy Iconic.
Oh my God. Terry Joe. I love her so much. Yeah.
But it's funny. Obviously love Terry Joe, a fucking icon. I thought about getting her on here, but I could not keep up with the bit. Like it's a bit and it's like, she would just drag me.
Well, no, I feel like if you have her on, I feel like she's definitely going to stay in character.
Yeah.
But I feel like it would be like great. Like that would be such good content. Yeah.
She's amazing because when she breaks character, that's when it's.
I know. She goes like this, like she'll like dive out of the camera and just bust out laughing. Like, yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
You know, it's so sad because she has like 7 accounts because she gets banned from live. Because
she gets banned all the time because she's so fucking problematic. It's like
she's so funny and people just can't handle it. She's so fucking funny. That's what it is. Yeah. I love TikTok. It's like my favorite social media app. And I was such a hater at first. My husband Jackson was on there like showing me these videos and I'll be like, get the fuck out of my face with this. Like,
yeah.
Because I don't know if you were around like when Vine was the thing.
Yeah.
But like, and when I say around, I mean like on social media a lot. Like I loved Vine and I was so mad when it like went away. So I hated TikTok at first. What? So we're not going to do what?
No, I said we're not new to this. I know Vine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So wait, actually interesting story about you and your husband, Jackson. I actually like went back in my mind. I was like, because you guys have always seemed familiar to me. And then I realized that years ago, you guys were on Watch What Happens Live.
Yes.
And you got engaged on Watch What Happens Live on television.
Jackson. Honey, don't ask me nothing about it. I blacked out.
You blacked out? Oh, wait.
Yes, I blacked out. Because
you know they feed you alcohol there.
They do. Well, it wasn't even that. It was just more so like I was not expecting that at all.
Yeah.
I was just so shocked that I literally just blacked out.
It was honestly so sweet. I think I was actually there in the studio.
Wait, really?
My ex was a producer on the show. So I was always backstage like during so I can't remember
if it was that night. Is it T. Kyle?
No, but I know T. Kyle. I'm not going to mention his name on here, but T. Kyle, shout out to T. Kyle. He's also
been some of the producers there.
Do you? Okay, we'll talk offline.
Okay.
T. Kyle is amazing, by the way. Have you met
him? Yeah, no, just through online, yeah.
He is somebody who, like, in the world of memes, is like a pioneer. Like, people weren't doing reality TV GIFs before to the level.
I remember on Tumblr. That's when all of them were there. Like anytime I wanted a good Housewives meme, I had to go to his page.
Yeah. Now everybody does it. But he had like an artistry to it. He's so fucking good. Shout out to Tikal. We love him.
We do.
So I'm gonna talk a bit about your TikTok. So you were like, you said that like the reason that you make the content that you make is because of like and you want to talk about this like you had ED like years.
Yeah. So it's so funny. I don't say the word eating disorder on there because like it always is like shadow banned.
Okay.
So that's why I always say ED and everyone's like, what do you mean you have erectile dysfunction and it messes up your eating? I'm like, no girl, I don't have that. No worries It's eating disorder. I just can't say it. You're right. Because I'm trying to like reach a lot of people and I can't if I say bigger words.
Well, I find that really interesting. It's like the reason that you make a lot of the content that you make is kind of like to make people not feel alone, but also to like kind of work it out for yourself. I mean, do you find that that's like helpful for you?
Oh, 100%. It's, and you know, we started doing it just for fun because a lot of people don't know this. A lot of people think that I started the trend of like, whatever orders, like, here's my name, here's what I have. I didn't start that. Nobody really started it. Like everybody was kind of doing it when we started doing it, which was the beginning of 2021. Yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody's so fucking boring. Like, and I hate to be like the person to throw shade on them, you know, because we really got the idea from everybody. But like, they were literally just like, hey, my name's Pam. I have a cheeseburger. And that's it. Like, I'm like, why are you even eating if you're not enjoying the food? Like, so I was just with Jackson and our friend Emily. And I'm like, let's do one of these. And when I kid you not, like we had 1 million views that night. So we just started doing it over and over because I love like the comments, you know, and I started to notice like on the second or third video that it was helping other people. So I was like, maybe there's like a bigger thing I can do with this. Yeah.
Yeah. Going a little bit off topic, but obviously you like love Housewives. So we're going to talk a bit about that.
Love it.
Do you like Crystal?
I love Crystal, but I need her to like punch her time card and like,
She does at the end of every season. Like she comes, she's like, quiet. I know. I hate like what is it called? Like a reunion gangster, like somebody who's just like silent the entire season and then just like needs to keep their job at the very end.
Yeah.
Well, but when she punches in, she punches in.
I was going to say she traded her time card for Sutton's because we didn't hear anything out of her at the reunion.
Sutton. I don't know. Sutton's scared.
I love her and I wish that
you do. You strike me as a slutton.
Oh, I am 100%. The day Kyle leaves Beverly Hills, Sutton is going to be the new queen. Mark,
you think so?
Oh,
okay,
I know.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, I love Crystal and I feel like she just needs to clock in a little bit. I don't like all the stuff that was said to her from Erica and
Oh, wait. About just, the
everybody
disorders.
Diminishes
yeah.
her eating issues.
Yeah, they made it kind of a real joke. I mean, it was fucking weird. I think the whole, it's really touchy subject for these shows because these are, like, supposed to be, like, kind of...
lighthearted and fun.
Yeah, superfluous. Yeah. Superfluous? I can't think today, but there's a word there. But you knew what I mean. And it's just, like, if it's not really handled the right way.
Yeah.
But then the interesting thing is like, some of those shows, like, you know, for instance, like, I'm trying to think of like a good example. I feel like there's like some franchises that are like a little bit more serious, like Potomac, for instance, can have a conversation about race, where in a completely different structure and manner than, say, Atlanta possibly could, or any other show. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like some shows are positioned, but it's like has everything to do with like the sensibilities of the women, and I don't know. Yeah. It's just like, yeah.
Well, I will say, you know, since you bring that up, there's a lot of debate on Twitter with people being really upset, like learning who voted for who and like
where I was actually gonna
certain things.
I was gonna ask you that.
I actually want to know that stuff, and I feel like these heavy conversations should be having taken place like with every city, because I like to know, like, if I'm gonna listen, them bitches get big paychecks, okay? Yeah. And if I'm gonna support the big paycheck, I need to know that you support me.
Yeah, because right? I mean, obviously we're in the midterms right now, or we're kind of in it because we're still doing counting fucking forever, which actually, by the way, right now, as of right now, it looks pretty good. So that's
so
good.
Far. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But I was going to say, I noticed that you were tweeting about it, and not a lot of people like want to really know who their housewives support and stuff like that. I do, but I also like don't really care. Like, I don't really care that Teresa Giudice is a fucking Trump. Like, I don't, she's well, don't even probably vote. She don't fucking vote.
I love Teresa. She's like my all time favorite housewife, but I don't think she, I don't want to say she's not dumb, because I don't think she's dumb at all, but I just don't think she understands. I don't think she can break down the comprehension of, well, if you like this person, then that technically indirectly means that you don't support me, kind of thing.
Yeah. You know? Now, while I care who votes for what, like, to me personally, I don't think that everyone has to care, and I don't think necessarily, but I don't think it has to be like in every show either, because like I said, I think that not every show is well equipped to have these conversations. For instance, like Real Housewives of Dallas, they had fucking racism right out in the fucking open, and the way that they dealt with it was just so childish and so poor, and I was like, you know what, maybe you guys shouldn't be talking about this. How about you just drink? You know what I mean? I don't,
they,
it's just
shouldn't
like...
have been, and that was hard to watch, honestly. Dallas was hard to watch. Listen, I support everything on Bravo, I watch all the International Housewives, you know, I'm there for it, but Dallas, I just gave up on it, you know. I stopped in season two. I started when Tiffany Moon started. And then I
love Tiffany Moon.
Like,
shout out Tiffany Moon.
And I love Tiffany. I followed her on Instagram even before she got on the show. And
yeah,
I was like,
she was actually
God.
Like a really funny person on Instagram to follow. Anyways, she's really nice. But yeah, Heather Gay is really funny.
I hate it. Yeah, I love Heather too.
She's coming on here next week. Shout out Heather.
Well, I've listened to your podcast
only icons.
Before,
so I know you, like, told, I know. You told me. We talked. Yeah.
I'm super honored to be here and like be in the same position as other people that I look up to and admire. So.
Oh my God, I love that. tonal shift here really quick.
Okay.
Rest in peace, Aaron Carter.
I know. What, so sad.
So sad.
So sad.
We were so bad to him. Honestly, we're going to, like, I know it's so bad. We were so, because, come on, he was so unintentionally funny sometimes, but.
I know.
A tortured soul.
I know. I deal with a lot of that, like, in my family and, like, you know, friends and stuff that I've grown up with that have, like, addiction issues. And, like, he was on live, I think, a few months ago. And I was just like, oh, it is not
good. Baby,
like,
yeah.
You know, it just makes you wish. Yeah. And I don't know, like, if somebody was, like, there, like, trying to, like, help him or not. Because you can only help people who want to be helped.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah,
at some point, you really have to, like, push somebody to, like, seek help. And I feel like...
Yeah. He didn't have anyone in his world. Yeah. I don't think that... Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
I know.
Nick Cannon is trending again.
Because he has one woman pregnant.
Yes.
Were you an avid watcher?
So now it's a dozen kids.
I know.
And
were you an avid watcher
different than
the
one
show?
Of Wendy Williams.
Yes.
Of course.
Iconic.
Yes.
Do you remember do you remember when she pointed out the pointer and she was like pointing? Was that Nick Cannon or who was that?
Yeah. No, I think you're thinking of the beefs that Azealia Banks had.
Oh, okay. Well, I need Wendy to come through with her pointer, yes. And I need her to show us all of Nick Cannon's affairs.
I need her to just come back.
Yeah, same. I love Sherry, but it's just not the same. Yeah.
I don't even watch Sherry like that, but it's, y'all can keep it.
It's not the same.
It's no and one's like, going to be. Yeah.
No. Yeah. No one's going to be her.
Yeah. Nick Cannon. So, I mean, it's like, you know, baby number 12. This is different, by the way, than the one that was announced last week. This guy is a menace. I don't know how, but there's a way that we can all get in on some class action suit, because he is just like. Right? It's like nuts.
I know. Well, I didn't even, because, like, you know, the Shade Room, I don't know if you follow them. Love Bro, the shade.
I do, but I don't love them. I hate them. They're so fucking homophobic.
They really the are. Comments they definitely post, are a lot.
The most, it is the most like hateful, ignorant place on the fucking internet. When they post two men kissing, and I'm like, you just turn off these comments already now because you're.
I know they allow it. They definitely allow it.
They bait. But
I saw their post from the first baby announcement, and then saw the second one. I was like, wait, didn't I already see this? And then I had to go back and look, and I was like, no, it's a new one. And then I was thinking to myself, where is Mariah Carey like in all of this? Like.
I
she dodged like, a bullet. Embarrassed. She's not, yeah,
not really dodged a bullet. She actually caught two. Well, no, I'm
well,
not
she had two
kids. She had two, and but now she's. I don't know how your girls do it, straight women. I'm talking to you. I don't know how you guys have babies with straight men because y'all are stronger than me. I couldn't do it.
Well, I guess if I could get pregnant, I probably would be having a lot of babies.
Oh my god, if I could get pregnant, I'd have like 12 running around here. Yeah, I'd be like laid up right now, fucking like I'd probably have like 12 different babies by 13 different men.
I know. I would need 3 pointers to like get my life together.
Let me just dragging myself just then. Okay.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
What's your thoughts on Below Deck and like the direction that franchise is going?
I don't watch Below Deck. You know, I don't watch like all the Bravo shows. I really just watch like Housewives. I watch some of Summer House. I think that's like fun. It's easy.
Yeah.
Below Deck, I've never actually watched, and people like love it. And you know, I have an interesting story. I know Captain, the
which one?
Which is his name? The main guy.
There's like 10
the,
now. Oh, Captain Lee.
Captain Lee, right? Yeah. It's Rosbeck or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
We met and he was like so sweet. I met him at NBC Universal. We were at the headquarters for some brunch thing. And he just walked up to me and he was just like, he's like, you have beautiful teeth. And I was like, oh, thank you. And we were smiling. I actually felt like I'm not trying to be like, I thought he was like flirting with me, but I didn't know who he really was. I like knew he was on a show, but I was just like, oh, cool. But he was being so like sweet and like really nice, but not in a creepy way. And then we took some photos together and we talked for a bit. And then he followed me on Instagram. I followed him back. And then he would always like stuff and tag me and stuff. And I never knowing anything about the show. Right. And then like years later, I think, what was it? Somebody. I forget what the situation was, but I didn't know that he has like a son that like passed away.
Yeah, I think over addiction. Right.
I think so. Yeah. I think that's what it was. Yeah. So I don't really like, and then so, but I didn't realize that his son looks a lot like me. People would tag me and then I didn't realize. And I reposted it. And then, I forget what the story was. I'm terrible at telling the story, but basically like, no, I didn't realize that the reason that he was so drawn to talking to me, I think is because, and then I text or DM'd with him about it. And he was like, yeah, you look a lot like my son. And so like, I don't know.
But
that's a weird
really
retelling
sweet.
The story, but he is so sweet. And I didn't really like put two and two together because I didn't know.
Yeah, and he's so sweet. And then when we got engaged at Watch What Happens Live, he was a guest with Kate Chastain. And Lee immediately came up to me and was like, introduced himself to me and Jackson, you know,
he's
congratulated
so
us, like even gave me like the dad, like pat on the back, like iconic. Yeah. We love Captain Lee. Like,
we love
great.
Him.
Yeah.
Maybe I will watch it just for him.
It's good. I feel like they should have just kept it with the two, like regular Below Deck and then Below Deck Med. Now they have like, I think three other different spinoffs off of those two. And I can't, it's too much.
See, I don't even like, you could be like, it could be like Below Deck in space. And I'd be like, I don't even know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's too much. Yeah.
You're watching, Real Housewives of DC, right? You're like, you're watching that. What are your thoughts?
Okay, so I prefer Potomac.
Canceled for a reason. Yeah.
Canceled for a reason. But I went back and looked at the ratings. They were actually pretty good for like a first season and its run.
I think that any show back then, because that was really before streaming. So like generally shows, different.
True.
But yeah.
But it, you know, when I was watching it, it's probably just like the time that it was filmed. It gave me like those old school like Housewives vibes, you know, which we
I like
don't
any
have
old
anymore.
Reality.
Yeah, we don't have that anymore because like everyone's so like, I hate to say this, but like so glammed up and like produced and they're trying to like get a moment on TV, like what's going to be a good meme. You know, I don't know. I liked like the nostalgia of how it was filmed and produced.
I mean, I love like my favorite reality shows are like Flavor of Love and shit like that, where people like were on, like had no idea what was going on. It's just like 30 women that like, where did you find these women? Tiffany Pollard, like, where did this woman come from? Like,
I don't know, but I'm glad she's here.
Glad, right? Yeah. Fucking
glad
love
she's
her.
Here.
She's
wait. So, what's
too.
Your favorite? What's your favorite Housewife city?
Like, favorite Housewife city? It changes, but I guess I'd have to say, right now, consistently Potomac. But I think, like, probably long term, New York.
Oh, or... so my hottest take is I hate New York and always have.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Weird. That's weird.
I always get ate up for it. I know.
That's weird.
I only watched it for Luann and Sonia. Literally, okay. Sonia, I'll watch anything she's on. Like, if she went to jail for some reason and it was like 30 days in, Sonia Morgan, like, I'm watching every episode because
she's she did go to jail. So,
oh, yeah, we need a 30 days in for her.
Like, yeah.
I love Atlanta. Atlanta's my favorite.
Well, speaking of, so. Okay. The Biermans, People magazine just reported this week that the Bierman sisters, they're filming a reality show. Did you see this?
I did.
They're filming a new reality show about leaving behind their lives of luxury in Atlanta for a move to LA to launch a line of hair care products. So okay. I'm confused by the leaving the lap of luxury because there's reports of like your mom's house being foreclosed.
Yeah. Well, you know what's crazy is like, so I'm a realtor.
Can you research this for me, please? Because there's been a lot of reports and rumors about this. Her 2.5 million.
I could, home. But I don't want her like hit me with a lawsuit or anything.
No, yeah, for so, sure. Yeah. That this is all yeah, alleged,
you know
guys,
what doesn't
by the way.
Add up? You know what doesn't add up is like, is if it were going to auction, the way a lot of the auctions work here in North Carolina is it will start at like close to a like reduced market value. There's no way they would have started that house off for that much money because at some point, like the city, the state, everybody wants a piece of the pie, you know? So I didn't even believe that. Was it probably being foreclosed on? Probably, but was it going to go to auction at that price? Fuck no. So
yeah.
Fuck that reality show. Nobody wants Rihanna.
No,
Ariana.
No. Nobody I'm good. I'm so fucking good. But the original Kim Zolciak, there's right now, I'm sure you've seen it, that iconic clip of Kim Zolciak sitting in her convertible with a glass of Sauvignon Blanc and she's like fixing her wig and smoking a cigarette and listening to that demo and it's like there's a tightrope between me and she's like Dallas Austin said I sound like Cher
and Sheree at that point we knew she was a pathological liar
it's like that's the second I saw Sheree was like I didn't realize she could sing like that she's got such a voice I was like I know this bitch is lying.
That's iconic years. Like honestly, you know, I'm only watching Atlanta because I'm so invested. You know, I've watched it over the years for so long, and I feel like I owe my loyalty to Bravo and the women on that show. But I really am gonna have a hard time watching it if Phaedra or Nene doesn't come back and like save the
day. Nene's never gonna come back, but
we don't know that she might one day. We can only hope.
Tried to sue the network, so I don't know about
we
all
can
that,
only hope
can dream. You never watched Love is Blind,
then.
Right?
Do what?
We do. You didn't watch Love is Blind at all, right?
Just season one.
You really have to. Okay, so like every season comes out and I'm like, I'm never going to do this shit again. Because it's like someone described it best the other day. They were like, well, finishing Love is Blind season is like a really big McDonald's meal. You're like, I was so hungry and I'm just like, I was enjoying it when it was on. But like when I was happening, but then when it's over, I'm like, I'm full. But at what cost? You know?
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean, I feel like I've watched it based off of what I've seen online. Like, I feel like I'm caught up to par with everything I need to know. You know, that Jessica girl from season one, she did my fucking head in. Like, I don't know if I can sit through that again.
Yeah, there's one every season, too. They got one person every season.
Ugh. And was it Cynthia's assistant on the first season?
Oh, Queen. Yep.
Yeah, I know. Sure and I'm like, what is going on right now? I knew that was him, like, immediately, and then it didn't register until I saw it on Twitter. And I was like, oh, my God.
And the way he was giving Butch, and then all of a sudden, the second she started reading him, he just got real sissy. He was like, well, girl, and he started snapping. I was like, this is so, I hate this. Like, we
I know,
gotta do
you,
better.
I know. And it made me wonder, because, like, I've seen some of his, like, clips on Atlanta, mm-hmm. where he doesn't act like that, and it makes me wonder, like, did the show like encourage him to react that way?
Yeah, I don't know. At these shows sometimes always have like weird, and I think that's another weird thing about all of these shows is, okay, that's a perfect example. Real Housewives of DC had Paul who was a gay on that show.
Paul.
And kind of iconic, right? He makes the show. Iconic. Like, he's a great spice. And then, like, you know, on the original, like, Real Housewives of Atlanta, you had Miss Lawrence and, is it Miss? Yeah, Miss Lawrence. And who's the other one, Jay?
Derek J.
And then, icons. Like, they're wearing, like, their tired-ass tote bags with their
high know. Heels. I love it. I can't think of the other one, though. Dwight.
Dwight Eubanks. Yeah. Icon.
I don't know about that. We can do without him.
Oh, I love him.
Anytime I hear his name, all I hear is Needy in my head saying, who wouldn't want to breathe? Because she's talking about his nose, you know? And I'm just like, oh, my God.
Greg borrowed $10,000.
Dollars? I know.
Yeah, no. No, but sometimes, like, those are the iconic gays on the shows, right? I feel like those, that age of them was, like, they didn't know what it was. They were just here being, like, gay as hell, supportive friends. The gays these days on the show, I'm like, it's weird. They're, like, they're getting in the mix. They're like, yo, husband's gay. And it's just like, it's like fucking weird.
I don't
weird.
Like that. I feel like it's weird. I feel like it perpetuates negative stereotypes. Yeah. Yeah. I absolutely. Don't like that. Like,
it's not like, it's not like fun. It's not like fun, like throwaway. Like, it's just like, it's too, I don't know.
It's tired. It's worn out coattails.
Oh, tired sissies. Yeah.
I could talk about Bravo all day.
Oh, me too.
I'm like,
we will.
I couldn't tell you shit about our country, but I can tell you everything about Bravo.
you're pretty up on politics, though. I am. You know who can talk about Bravo all day, every day, forever, for the rest of her life is Bethany, because she mostly shits on these shows for a long time. Like, she was like, I don't really want to go back there. I don't want to talk about that stuff. But then I guess this week she just launched a new podcast called Rewives, where I guess she's, you heard about this, right?
Unfortunately, I did, yes.
Oh, you're not a Bethany? Yeah.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
No. Oh, we have, like, very polar. It's all right. We get along, but, like, we have very polar.
Well, yeah. So I saw the announcement and I saw, like, a recap of what she talked about the first episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here's where my head goes with Bethany. She obviously had no housewife clout. So she tried to come on TikTok and be an influencer. TikTok shunned her away. So now she's going back to her dried out coattail being a housewife.
Did they though? Because she's kind of blown up on TikTok. I mean, she's really bit like,
if you're Bethany with that kind of stature and money, why are you sending cease and desist letters to everyday people who are just reporting facts? Like,
yeah, she's
get
losing
your life
the script.
Together, honey.
Yeah, she's a little bit all over the place, but that's, you know.
It's Bethany.
Yeah. I don't know what to think about it. Rewives, I don't know. I'm gonna like give it a listen. I don't know. I started to listen to it on my way to dinner last night. But I only got through like 5 minutes before I got to the restaurant. So we'll see. I don't know. I like Bethany. You guys, I'm a Bethany apologist. I don't think she's ever like that problematic. But she's
still housewives I have to apologize for. So
yeah, totally like who?
Phaedra all the time. Oh, all the fucking time. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't really, like, obviously, Teresa, I think the Phaedra time. Is, like, so funny. Oh, I don't apologize to Teresa. I don't control her. I don't control that lady. Teresa.
I love her, though. There's a housewife, like, I'm going to go to, like, a physical altercation for, it would probably be Teresa.
Oh, no, it's not Teresa for me, but, I mean, you know, I might throw something, but, like, Karen Huger, I'm fighting behind.
Oh, I love her. Yeah, I love
get behind me, too. Karen. Get behind me.
Absolutely behind me, and hopefully she's squaring up with Giselle.
Yeah. Chris Evans just named sexiest man alive.
I saw.
Wasn't he already?
He's just hot every day. He doesn't need like an announcement. My husband's obsessed with him.
Okay, yeah.
That would be his path, I think.
I don't really think about Chris Evans. I don't really think about like celebrity men. Like I don't like.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't like have like a celebrity crush. I'm like I have weird ones too. Like I'm like, oh, Andrew Garfield is attractive to me. Like
no, he is.
He is, yeah, but I don't like, I don't know. I think of like, I'd probably think of like a reality star or like an influencer before I thought of a celebrity. I don't care about celebs. I don't care about actors like that, so.
Okay. Do you feel you like it's because they're like in a completely different, like.
They're just like in a different world. Yeah, and they also like, they think that they are, but I don't think that they are. I don't really care, and I actually prefer people that are a little more like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, not attainable, but like relatable, and then also like people that are, I don't know, that you can touch. You could like run into at a restaurant or you could like, we probably have friends in common. That's hot to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Not like, totally get it.
Yeah. I'm not interested in like someone I have zero connections with, but
did you see like the montage of like sexiest men alive over the past couple of years somebody made? And the very first person I went to.
It's all white men.
No, I went to Michael B. Jordan. I think he is so hot.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He is
like 100%. Yeah.
Okay. I take it back. I think about him.
Yeah, absolutely. But I feel like he has like a very like friendly face, and he doesn't like go all out and like try to put on this persona. I don't know. I watch some celebrities, like their content and like interviews and stuff that they do. I don't know. He vibes right with me. So
yeah. Okay. There's not many straight men I fucking like, so yeah.
Yeah, they're all kind of gross. To be honest with you.
There's like a whole thing going around on TikTok right now where women are just like totally perplexed about like men. There's a conversation about them wiping their butts properly or like cleaning their butts properly.
Don't even get started with me on this.
I know. I'm like, it's so fucking disgusting, but I'm like, y'all are the ones sleeping with them and y'all just realized this. Like, this is why I don't really mess with straight men like that, because y'all won't be wiping your butts properly or any, because you think it's gay. It's weird.
God forbid I clean my asshole. It's gay. Wait, so oh my God. I saw those videos and I saw the women. They were like, you need to like open your cheeks in the shower. Okay. Number two, I'm basically like shoving the loofah up my ass. Like I clean that thing out. Okay. And sorry, I don't know if I can say that on here.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, whatever. Well, you have. No, it's fine.
But then there's also that debate on, I think it started out with just women, and then now it's like an everybody debate on whether you like stand up to wipe or sit down.
Oh my God.
Have you seen that?
I haven't, but I can't.
It's just like, why are we debating this on like just on TikTok? As long as you're wiping it, girl. Like that's all we care about. Yeah.
Do what y'all need to do and keep it away from me. That is so fucking foul. I can't. I saw you posted this, but do you know who Royce Reed is? You posted Royce Reed.
Yes, huge Basketball Wives fan.
Are you? Okay, there we go. That's where we meet in the middle. I am a huge Tammy Roman fan. That's someone who I'm fighting behind. Tammy Roman is my...
She don't need anybody's help.
Yeah, no, she's fighting everybody. Like, she's fighting the camera crew. My friend Jonathan comes on here, and we just talk for days. Because, like, I think that Jackie Christie is a reality TV icon and, like, totally underrated. Jackie Christie is the weirdest woman on earth. And, like, she's, like, the Black Sun. She's, like, weird and says the weirdest
shit. Quirky, you know, just trying to, like, insert herself in something where she'd probably be better off if she didn't say anything. Yeah. Do you remember when she fell on boots that girl?
Yes, when she's running at the fashion show.
Yes.
And she ran over the assistant with the clipboard and she's like,
she's like, I can't breathe. And she's literally laying on top of this woman. Yeah.
Okay, so that's an amazing moment. But if you had to name another the top Jackie Christie reality TV moment, what would it be?
Probably when I think she's always fighting with somebody. Probably when she was fighting with Brandy and her diamond.
Yes, I was just gonna say that.
Yes. And Brandy's like, do you want to pick Brandy's that like, up?
The music stops and Brandy just stares at the floor. She's like, what are you looking at? She's like, your diamond just popped out of your ring. And she was wearing a fucking fake diamond. And she goes, and she looks down, she goes, I don't need it. It's fine. I got more of them. It's like, girl.
Just pick it up and stuff it in your purse. Like,
and she had that Kangol hat on with the boots with the fur.
I know.
Dresses so bad. I love her so much. Her wigs look like hats.
Who's your favorite on all Basketball Wives universe? Who's your favorite?
Oh, Tammy Roman, I think. Tammy is just like it. There's so many people to dislike on that show. There really are.
1,000%.
It's so different than Housewives because like they don't have I think the editing doesn't work in like anyone's real favor, but I think it's like genuinely like just not edited as clean or I don't want to say smart, but like
there's no storyline really.
There's no storyline. It's really just like we're gonna go to brunch and fight. Yeah. So and these are complex women for sure, but they don't do them any favors in the editing room, and they don't really like go out of their way to try to like. So it's easier to dislike a lot of women on the show. Like I think that like Evelyn Lozado is a miserable human being.
Oh my God, that's my favorite. I'm
oh yeah.
Sure.
See, yeah. Okay, yeah, but it's fine. Evelyn. We can. Yeah. But like her and Tammy together, like the Kim and Nene of it's like you need them to always be together because that moment at the boutique where she walks in with the cease and desist and she like gives it to her and then she rips it up in front of her face and then they start fighting. She's like,
you guys, Tammy,
if you're not watching Basketball Wives, you need to just get on it, guys.
It's epic. I think my favorite line out of that whole fight is when Tammy says, I could punch you in your face. And Evelyn says, well, we'll be some punching motherfuckers.
Punch motherfuckers.
And I'm like, how did you two not bust out laughing? Like, I would have literally busted out laughing.
Don't you rip my shit up, Evelyn.
And then
No, she said, you're lucky I'm not going to punch you because I know you would call the cop or you would sue me. And she said, I'm going to sue you. And she said, we'll be some suing motherfuckers then.
I know, yeah. And she said, I'm going to buy all this and call it Tammy's.
Call it Tammy's. Yeah. What is it? Duce, Dolce, whatever.
Dolce, the fuck you
call yeah. It. Yeah. Oh my God, you guys. I love that you love that.
I'm a big Mob Wives fan.
Huge Mob Wives fan, mainly Big Ange.
Yeah.
Yeah. The funny thing I always talk about Mob Wives is you always think about Big Ange just being like the main person on the show, but she actually didn't show up until season two. And she was a bit character. Like, I think that they didn't realize like how great she was. Like they were just like, oh, she's a friend of, and this will be a nice spice. But when she came on the screen, everyone was like, stop everything. Who is this woman? And then I think they realized they were like, oh fuck, we have a star here, because that show could get so mean.
Dark.
Yeah. And I think it's a lot like Real Housewives in New Jersey, the way that like that show could get so dark if you didn't have someone like Margaret come on. Because when Margaret came on, it was like, okay, this is different and fun and she's smart. And this flips the script a bit, you know? Do you like Jersey?
Yeah. Love Jersey. So I personally would say that Atlanta and Jersey put Housewives on the map.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Not OC by any means. Like they were there doing their thing, but come on, like it's boring. But yeah, I love where's Jersey.
Where's the flavor?
Season six was a terrible season, so that was what
the even though it was terrible, there was still funny. Like Amber is a fucking unhinged reality star. Like she's so bad at it, it's like it's so good to watch.
I know, and her husband, but I think God. He's kind of cute though.
They are like incredibly homophobic, those two.
I know. Didn't they like kick out their son?
That's yes. Terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. So awful. For their son.
The nanny just came out as anti-vax.
I saw that. I'm very upset about that. I love
Fran Drescher,
honey.
I really do. I really wanted to be that for Halloween. I think I might be it next year for the nanny. Like pick on a really
why don't you do it and dress up in like an anti-vax costume? Because that's basically what she did on Twitter when she made that video.
So bad.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, me too. But it's just like,
are you a Barb?
Too deep. Huh?
You're a Barb, right?
Yes, I'm a Barb.
Because you have a pink truck. Yeah, you're a Barb through and through. You have a pink guys, go on his TikTok. He is like a pink, literally all pink. Is it pink
a
interior?
Pink 4Runner, honey, yes. And it's an attainable car. That's like anybody who wants a pink car could like go and get like a pink Rolls or something, you know, like something iconic like that. But I have an everyday car that's pink with glitter on it. So it's like you can't. And it's not like a fucking Nissan Altima or something.
Do you get like hate when you drive around Charlotte? Is it Charlotte? It's Charlotte, right?
Yeah, it's Charlotte. Yeah. And you want to know, I get the most love from straight men.
Oh, see, I love that.
Yeah, love that. They're just like, that's a badass car, bro. And I'm like, thanks. And then, thank you.
Period.
It's hardly ever from girls or like other gays. It's always straight men that compliment it and will tell me they like it.
I was going to say this earlier, totally forgot. After you guys started doing the Chili's orders and all that stuff, I have noticed so many other accounts not doing the orders, but there's been like, I forget their names now, but there's like tons that are doing like the outfit checks, and then they do the full, but there's two, because you guys kind of do it sometimes, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we jumped on the trend like right when it was hot. Yeah.
There is one though, and I feel like he probably also lives in Charlotte or around there. He gives Charlotte, but he's like a short, like kind of like very preppy blonde, and he has a really tall hot boyfriend, and it's just the two of them, and they're always on a porch. And
people
like
pit us together on Twitter. Just like battle of the southern sissies.
Who's gonna win?
They definitely dress better than we do. I mean, I don't give a shit about clothes.
I love them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know if they live?
I think they live in like Alabama or Arkansas.
Okay.
Or something.
Okay, I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're further down there.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, do you like the name great. Southern Sissies?
It doesn't bother me at all. Yeah, I think it's you've funny. Embraced yeah. it. Yeah, I've embraced it. Yeah. You literally can't. Yeah,
you're from Texas. I'm from Texas. Like, you embraced it. You're just like, I'm from Houston.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to H-Town.
I'm from Victoria. It's very small. That,
yeah.
Very small.
We have so much more to talk about. I want to go over to the B-side, the bonus episode, to talk further about. We're going to talk about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City because Mary Cosby is very much needed. Well, I just saw you were talking about that. You're probably going to have so many opinions. Mm-hmm. You know, I do as well. I love Mary Cosby over here.
Me I don't too. Know about y'all. I mean, yeah. I want her to send Jesus after those ratings.
Yeah, it's always bad. I don't really follow the ratings, but she just needed, I just need it in general because everyone's so like, we're gonna get there. We're gonna talk about it. I want to talk about Real Housewives of Potomac. I want to talk about a ton of other things. Do you want to tell the people where to follow you on social media? If you don't already, guys, please do. Yes.
So my TikTok is at Print Fairy. Twitter is
P-R-I-N-T and it's F-A-I-R-Y.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone always asks me how to spell it. So I just assume they can figure it out.
Yeah.
Twitter is nothing but Bravo. YouTube and Instagram is at Dakota Wright, and then Snapchat is at Print Fairy.
Okay. I'm different on different things too. Like on Twitter, I don't really tweet that much. Every once in a while, I've been getting into it more, but I mostly, you know, Instagram is my.
Yeah.
You I just don't.
Following on there.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. I love y'all. I love y'all for following me. You know what? I don't have that many, like, but there's people that have so many, but you know what? The people that do follow me have been following for like a long ass time, and they're ride or die. We are in this together. It's like one big inside joke. So.
It's like that on TikTok for me too. And I'm about to hit 570 or 560 or something like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, you're going.
I know.
Woo. Do you get like, well, let's go over to the B-side, guys. We're going to go to the B-side. We're going to talk about it there. Guys, go to patreon.com/the B-list and subscribe there. You can get this and for other bonus episodes. And it's going to be so much fun. And next week, Heather Gay's here. And then we're going to have some other guests after that. But I love you guys. Thank you for subscribing or for listening. But you should subscribe. Okay, let's go over there.
All right.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.